for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code?
34759.
34759?
Yes.
Okay. May I have your first and last name?
Ricardo Nunez.
Okay. Have you placed an order for something?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I have two charges in my credit card. I don't even remember placing any orders from you.
I don't see an order in your name yet. So let's see here. Will you spell your last name for me?
Nunez. It's in Cibera.
Okay. Thank you. One moment.
What do you guys do? What kind of business are you?
This is a third-party call center. We answer the phone for over 100 companies that sell products. So we first need to find that order in your name to assist you. So you said your first name is Hernandez?
No, Ricardo.
R-I-C-A-R-D-O.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. So I don't see your name. I still don't see your name as an order. So is there anyone else in your home who would have placed an order for something?
No. No, I have two orders.
Mm-hmm.
One on the 214 for $795, and the other one on 221 for $56.95.
Okay, let's try your address. Let's see if I can find the order with your address.
829 Marquis Court, Kissimmee, Florida, 34759.
Okay. I thought I found it, but this is a different address. What's your email address?
RicardoNunezEmail@gmail.com.
Okay. So I see an account with that email, but there's some different shipping address. Would you have another shipping address in another state?
What is the other shipping address?
Well, I have to verify it with you. So it's in a different state. It's not in Florida.
It's in Rhode Island?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I know who it is now. That's for the... But how come you guys charged me for the 59 when I was supposed to pay only for the shipping? I was supposed to pay only for the shipping, not for the item.
Okay. So on this account, you have the foot massager.
Yeah, I know, but I was supposed to pay only for shipping.
Well, based on the way I see the order, it was the $7.95 shipping and handling, and during that same time, you joined the shopping club. The shopping membership entitled you to get that foot massage at such a low cost, and you had an opportunity
to pick some other products. I pay for the
shipping and handling for the foot massages. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the chipping.
So the membership also, it entitled you to get the foot massager at such a low cost. That's why you were able to use that membership to get it at a low cost. There was a number of other gadgets that you could have purchased at a low cost because of the membership.
No, that's wrong, man. I never signed up for a membership club.
Okay. Well, that's the way I see the order. Like I said, this is a third-party call center. That's all I see is the order. Now, I can go ahead and close it out for you, and you won't incur any more charges because this is a monthly membership fee where you would use it to make other purchases.
No. You got to close this, please. I'm not interested in that.
Okay. So let me close it out for you. I have have it canceled out in just a moment. Okay, so I have the account closed out. The company won't be able to charge you anymore, okay?
Can I get my money back for the $56?
Well, that was the membership that entitled you to get that foot massager, but I can check with my supervisor while I'm wrapping up the call to see if there's anything else we can do for you, okay?
Well, you want me to wait?
Yes, one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so my supervisor is saying he can give you a discount of 35% back. I can give you a refund of 35% of the $56.95. That will
Yeah, but
post back to your card.
that's crazy. And there was nowhere in there that says you had to sign up for a membership. Nowhere in the website that said you have to sign for a membership.
Well, it's here in the terms and conditions. So, but I can't make any changes, but he can. So, but just let him know what you're saying, okay?
So what do you want me to do?
Hold on one moment. Okay. So he's saying he can just try to as a courtesy, he can increase it to 50% off. So you would just be paying half for the membership to get the foot massager. He will
Okay,
credit
let's
your
do
account.
it. All right, go
Okay.
ahead for it.
Give me one more moment to credit that back to your account, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I have the request of the credit back to your account. You will get an email at your first name and your last name, email at gmail.com. That credit will go back to the MasterCard in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, all right.
Yes, sir.
Don't
Well,
take
thank you
any
for.
money from my account. I wasn't signing for no membership.
Yes, sir. So the account is now closed. The company can't bill you anymore, okay?
Okay, all right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.